I'm Brian Clark. As former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial continues in New York, House Speaker Mike Johnson will travel to the court with Trump today. ABC's Rachel Scott says the trial's become a way for Republicans to show support, including possible running mates.
Yesterday, we saw Senator J.D. Vance, who used to be a critic of Donald Trump. Well, now he's one of his staunchest supporters and defenders. Today, we're going to see former rivals Vivek Ramaswamy and also North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. They will be outside the courthouse, and later today, there'll be a fundraiser with other VP hopefuls, Senators Tim Scott and Marco Rubio.
In court, Michael Cohen will be cross-examined by Trump's attorneys. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl has more on their approach to Trump's one-time fixer.
They're going to want to show not only that he has credibility problems, but that he has an agenda, that he is out to get Donald Trump. And guess what? He is out to get Donald Trump. Look for them to introduce as evidence some of the videos that Michael Cohen has made recently, even during this trial.
President Biden will roll out new economic measures today, says ABC's Selena Wang.
The president will announce new tariffs on $18 billion worth of Chinese imports. That includes quadrupling tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles from 25 to 100%. It also targets key industries, including batteries, medical equipment, steel, aluminum, semiconductors, and solar cells. Now, the White House says all of these moves will protect American industries from cheaper Chinese goods that they say could wipe out the competition.
The administration says it will not worsen inflation. A new number showed prices remain stubbornly high. Labor Department's producer price index up 2.2% in April. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Ukraine, pledging continued U.S. support amid the war with Russia.
A strong, successful, thriving, free Ukraine is the best possible rebuke to Putin.
Severe weather in Louisiana overnight blamed for two deaths. You're listening. Dozens of Red Lobster restaurants have closed down across the country.
The company has given no official explanation, but its website calls the closure of more than 80 locations temporary. The website of restaurant liquidator Tag X Brands would suggest otherwise. That company says auctions are underway now to sell off entire Red Lobster locations, from the deep fryers to the front doors.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. The chain has been struggling to restructure debt. It's been looking at possible bankruptcy. A day after OpenAI introduced its latest version of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence taking center stage today at Google, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Google I.O. is the annual conference that Google puts on for the legions of developers who build software with its products, which means...
we're not going to see, you know, brand new phone launches and all those kinds of things.
Android authorities C. Scott Brown says Google already launched a new mid-range Pixel phone last week, which clears the way for this week to be all about artificial intelligence technology. Specifically, Gemini, the company's large language model, is set for some updates. Gemini launched to the public last December. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A new collection at Krispy Kreme from Dolly Parton, the country music legend teaming up with a donut chain on four new donuts based on what she calls her favorite southern flavors, including peach cobbler and banana pudding. Dolly Parton collection.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.